USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Charges are being filed against a suspect in a deadly Colorado shooting that left five people dead and many more injured. Anderson Lee Aldrich was charged with five counts of murder and five counts of bias-motivated crime causing bodily injury. The incident happened in Colorado Springs at an LGBT club late Saturday night. Four illegal immigrants are found dead after a boat capsizes off the Florida Keys.
Four illegal immigrants are dead after their homemade boat capsized off the Florida Keys. The U.S. Coast Guard rescued nine people about 50 miles off Little Torch Key yesterday, but another five are missing. There's no word on what caused the boat to tip over. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
One person is dead and at least 16 others are hurt after an SUV smashed into an Apple store in Massachusetts.
This morning was an unthinkable morning and people are trying to get through it and process what happened.
That was Plymouth County DA Timothy Cruz. It happened Monday morning in the town of Hingham, just south of Boston. The local district attorney wouldn't speculate if this was an intentional act. At the White House on Monday, President Joe Biden pardons the National Thanksgiving Turkey and his alternative.
The Pilgrims thought it was pretty important in tough times to come together and thank God and be grateful for what we have. That's what the Thanksgiving tradition is all about, being grateful for what we have. And grateful for fellow Americans who we may never meet, but who will be, there you go, they're grateful.
The Lucky Turkeys, named Chocolate and Chip, are from Monroe, North Carolina. This is the 75th National Thanksgiving Turkey Presentation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
AAA is predicting this could be the third busiest Thanksgiving travel week since 2020. On Monday in Chicago, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is there to hold airlines accountable for how they handle and treat passengers.
We live in a world, especially with Midwestern weather, where the cancellation rate's never going to be zero. But when it gets as high as 3 or 4%, which is what we saw in the summer, that is enough to cascade through the system, and it can take days to recover.
Buttigieg adds that the department will assist travelers with refunds if eligible for a significant delay or cancellation. Flight cancellations in the first half of 2020 spiked 11% above pre-pandemic levels, according to the flight tracking website, FlightAware. Two men were arrested Saturday in New York City, stopping what police claim was a developing threat to the Jewish community. In New York City on Monday, Mayor Eric Adams stresses that it was not an idle threat.
We see communications and communities across the nation being targeted for their race and their way of life. This hate cannot be allowed to take hold and build and gain further ground.
Outgoing Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker plans to be involved in the 2024 presidential race, but not as a candidate. While Baker dismissed speculation about a White House bid, Nikki Haley, former Republican governor, left the door open. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly. See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.